Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, October 31st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight.
Giving up your freedom is always tough. You have to make compromises.
And clowns gone wild. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
That guy looks like they're a thug. It looks like they're tough. Okay. If they try to shake me down, I'm just going to say, I'm going to ignore them and keep walking. And if they come up to me and try to put a hand on me, I'm going to punch them right in the throat.
While we are just a few days away from the midterm elections, it is such an important election cycle. We've got 100 and plus members of the lower house up for reelection, 36 senators, 36 governors. Now, Obama has stated again and again that he is not running this election cycle. But of course, his agenda is still on the ballot. And that's what we really need to see. Will this be a referendum on tyranny? Will people get elected who are going to fight back? Now, mainstream outlets are reporting that, you know, there's pretty good chance that Republicans are going to take control of the Senate. A little bit differing figures here. New York Times is giving Republicans about a 70% chance of taking the Senate. That's going to obviously fluctuate as these early votes come in. And then the Washington Post is giving the Republicans a greater than 95% chance. Now, this is, of course, as of today. Now, of course, all of this is based on early voting. Things could change in those critical states, of course, coming up. And we'll find out Tuesday. But because this is such an important election, we are really seeing a lot of the campaigns playing dirty. Now, especially the Democrats, we know they love to play dirty. You know, I don't want to take sides, but we'll just go ahead and point it out. It's been a lot of voter fraud. We are seeing a lot of like La Raza drawing maps to point out which voting polls you can go to where there's no ID required. Of course, this cycle, they've really sort of cozied up to the Hispanic voters while ignoring, for the most part, the African-American voters that were their tried and true beloved pocket voters that they always kind of had in their pocket. Well, earlier this week, Rebel Pundit released that video. It went mega viral. We were seeing the beginning of black voters really saying, we are tired of this, and we're waking up to the fact that we have been voting for these bad policies, and it is the black-on-black crime of our poor black leadership that has basically duped these neighborhoods into voting for the very bad policies that are going to take them down. Well, now, because of this, the Democrats are seeing, oh, wait a minute, we're losing our pocket voters. We need to really ramp it up here on these days, you know, up and leading up till Tuesday. So what do? Well, they don't release a bunch of videos saying, African-American voters, we hear you and we hear how upset you are with your neighborhoods and your situation. Here's how we're going to help you. No, what they do is they go to the tried and true race-baiting tactic that has always been their favorite thing. And that's how stupid they think black voters are, is that all they have to do is just say, don't vote for the old white guy, they're racist, and that's how you're going to vote. Now, we're seeing a lot of reports about campaign flyers using the images of lynchings, Jim Crow laws, and the recent racial unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. We've got some ads pointing out how the Stand Your Ground laws, which killed Trayvon Martin, you know, all very visual things that are going to appeal to the emotions of the black voter. Now, these are just really popping up here in this last week. Charlie Rangel says that some Republicans believe that slavery isn't over. Now, he does this repeatedly, but he has compared some members of the GOP to Confederates from the Civil War era. He says, everything we believe in, everything they hate. They don't disagree. They hate. So it's just very powerful words there. And in contrast, Rangel said that the Democratic Party is doing God's work on issues that are important to the American people, like education, healthcare, affordable housing, paying people the minimum wage. Now, he doesn't point out that by doing God's work, they're basically enslaving the population, getting bigger government and more control. And now you can, of course, contrast that with what Rand Paul said the other day. He said, currently, this Democratic leadership is telling you how to run your businesses, which doctor you can see, what kind of food you can eat, how big your sodas can be, and, of course, monitoring your phone calls and, you know, soaking up all of your data without a warrant. So that's what we're really experiencing here by the Democrats doing God's work. And also, just to point out, by them using the whole situation in Ferguson, Ferguson is under the leadership of a Democratic governor. So, you know, he was so surprised that all of these militarized weapons that he signed on for his state were actually being used. So, you know, people are really waking up to this, to the fact, but it's not just race baiting. Now we've got the incumbent Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Now she's in such danger of losing her seat that she's throwing her entire state under the bus, saying she and Obama are unpopular there because, sigh, in the South, blacks and women have had it hard. So boom, double whammy. She's going to go racism and sexism. Now, of course, she doesn't really get to the bottom of if it's so hard for her there, if it's such an uphill battle, why she has been elected three times and she is now fighting the uphill battle for her fourth term. Now, retired Air Force Colonel Rob Maness stressed that there are very good reasons that she is facing an uphill battle and her bid for fourth term is in jeopardy. It has nothing to do with racism or sexism. He says maybe if the senator actually lived in Louisiana, she would know that the reason why she and President Obama are so unpopular is because of the policies they support and the big government agenda that they have imposed on Louisiana's working families. And that is just it. That's what we are waiting to see. Is this midterm election going to be a referendum on tyranny? We've got to stop saying, oh, I decided to vote for the lesser of two evils. Why are you voting for evil at all? Vote for the candidate who is for freedom, who's going to uphold the Constitution, is going to protect America, is going to fight back against tyranny. But again, it's not just racism, not just sexism now. It's outright threats. And we're seeing a lot of the campaign, the emails come out. They're all very desperate. Send us your money. Why aren't you here? Did I see you trying to trick you into clicking and donating more money? But Democrats are basically telling voters, show up to the polls or else. Now, the New York State Democratic Committee is bullying people into voting next week with intimidating letters. They're warning that it can easily find out which slackers fail to cast a ballot next Tuesday. Who you vote for is your secret, but whether or not you vote is public record. We will be reviewing voting records to determine whether you joined your neighbors who voted in 2014. And of course, it ends with a line that's suited to a mob movie rather than a major political party saying, if you do not vote this year, we will be interested to hear why not. So basically saying vote or else. And one woman also reports that she received a report card of her voting record that pointed out that she had failed to vote in two of the last four elections. So this is the Big Brother agenda that's coming your way. Not only are they going to tell you what you can drink and what you can eat, what your children can eat when they go to school, if there can be salt on the table or not. Now they're saying vote or not. And if we're going to get your neighbors to see something or say something. Facebook is, of course, now saying, yes, indeed, we did do more secret experimentation on our users with our I voted thumbs up thing that was there on the Facebook accounts. And, of course, that swings largely Democratic as well. But it is this Big Brother agenda of applying social pressure on people. Social pressure on people to get them to vote. And who's going to be knocking on your door when you don't vote? The Democratic Party. So basically, this is all just smoke and mirrors. We really should not kid ourselves with who is going to take control of the Senate and are things going to change when the GOP controls it? You know, do we have a lame duck president? It doesn't matter. Both parties are the same. It's just to divide and conquer tactic. We know there's a revolving door between corporations and the government. Bipartisanship abounds. When the GOP does get in, we're going to see, you know, increased military spending and more war. Both parties supported the Patriot Act. They both support mass surveillance and scooping up all of your data. They support the war on terror and the war on drugs. So what is actually going to happen if the GOP takes control of the Senate? Just more of the same. But again, we are asking the question, will this election be the referendum on tyranny?
You know, H.L. Mencken once said that an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Now, as true as that is, they also serve other very important purposes. in the information war, and in the government's psychological control.
Election time in the village, the time when every man and woman is able to vote for a leader, a vote that is free for all.
It looks like a unanimous majority.
That credit is worrying me. Very bad for morale. Some of these good people don't seem to appreciate the value of free elections.
Massive amounts of money flow to TV ads, not so much to convince you to vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, but to shore up and maintain the left-right paradigm in order to energize the rank-and-file troops that perpetuate this fraud. InfoWars is going to have 3 hours of live coverage Monday night before the election and 4 hours of live coverage the night of the election. We're going to look at ballot fraud, voting fraud, counting fraud. We'll cover election returns, but we'll also analyze it from a freedom perspective.
Whose side are you on?
Mustn't get too personal, my dear fellow.
If the GOP takes control of the Senate, what will it mean for issues like war, open borders, Obamacare, globalist trade treaties, Second Amendment rights, Supreme Court appointees, drug prohibition, and taxes? Some of these issues may stay where they are, some may get worse. And there's some interesting issues on the ballot for voters this Tuesday. GMO labeling, whether to cap a state income tax in one state or to eliminate it entirely in another. Due process, trial by jury. All these and many more issues will be on the ballots in the 50 states. But whether or not you participate in the election, you should be aware of trends in society. For example, while there are 3 marijuana legalization initiatives on the ballot in Alaska, Oregon, and the District of Columbia, and 1 medical marijuana initiative in Florida, there are already 8 legalization initiatives scheduled for 2016. So whatever you think about legalization, it's trending that way. What's behind that? Has our government decided that prohibition just doesn't work? Have the people had enough? Or is there something else going on? The system uses elections to shore up their base. We can use elections to educate people about how they're being controlled and about the state of liberty.
So join us for 2 nights of live election coverage on the nightly news. Monday, it'll be 3 hours and a pre-election show. Tuesday, we'll be back with 4 hours of coverage starting at 6 p.m. Central. That'll be results and analysis. Be seeing you.
So that's right. Join us Monday and Tuesday. We will be live. Watch with us as we keep our eye on the dark one as it moves to enslave the population. Now, coming up, one of the ways that the Dark One does try to enslave the population is with this Internet of Things. Driverless cars are all the rage. Smartphones that can tell when you're lying. Are people ready for this? Are people just going to allow this to happen? And then, just because it's Halloween, we bring you Killer Clowns.
You don't have to wait till Election Day. You can vote all week. I mean, you can only vote once. This isn't Chicago now.
This election is about more than just Republicans versus Democrats. There are other candidates, as well as ballot issues that will affect your liberty, your prosperity, and your health. Join Alex Jones and the InfoWars Nightly News for live pre-election coverage Monday, November 3rd from 7 to 10 p.m. Central, and for analysis of election night results Tuesday, November 4th from 6 to 10 p.m. Central, live on PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com/election.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with Oxy Powder. Secure your Oxy Powder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, we are waiting for Obama's five-finger death punch. It's going to come after the elections. He's kind of holding all of his cards very close to his chest and doesn't really want anyone to know exactly what's coming until after the election. Well, obviously, one of his big pet projects is going to be immigration reform, sweeping amnesty. Now, we already know that's coming. We got 34 million ID cards for undocumented immigrants or illegal aliens. I mean, we already know what's coming. What is the U.S. going to look like in a few years when this happens, when all of these people take all of the non-existent jobs, you know, the jobs that businesses and corporations don't create, according to Hillary Clinton? What is it going to look like when fast food workers who are asking for pay raises are going to be replaced by robots? We're basically setting up a society where the majority of Americans are going to really, there's going to be no need for us. Now, what is society going to look like when there are no jobs, but just large portions on a global scale of society, large portions of people with nothing to do?
You're not funny, clown.
Okay, blow that horn one more time. I'll shove it right up here. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. Kill you all.
Armed psychopathic clowns are becoming a worldwide phenomenon. 42 years ago, John Wayne Gacy, a former Democratic Party member and psychopathic clown known as Pogo the Clown, stalked Chicago, Illinois from 1972 until 1978, killing at least 33 young men.
Aren't you going to say hello?
The latest rash of evil clowns was first spotted in September of 2013 in Northern Ireland in the seaside town of Carrickfergus. Two mysterious characters, one known as the Carrick Killer Clown and his sidekick, caused a disturbance when they were seen acting suspiciously near a secondary school.
Hands up, clown! We've got you now!
We've got the clown.
That incident inspired more clown mischief in California and New York. An independent film company out of Staten Island, New York, created what appears to be a promotional campaign that went viral. It began with people linked to the production company utilizing social media to create a panic that a creepy clown was stalking the community. That viral social media ploy has spawned worldwide attention due to the popularity of American Horror Story freak shows Twisty the Clown and the popularity of scare prank YouTube videos that have netted tens of millions of viewers. Teenagers in France and Spain are now copycatting the viral videos. More than a dozen French teenagers armed with pistols, knives, and baseball bats have been arrested for attacking people. One pedestrian in Montpellier, France was attacked by a killer clown wielding an iron bar. Now Spain's Gijón clown has arrived in the wee hours of the night. Spain has a youth unemployment rate of 56%. While France's youth unemployment rate is 26%. As the fabric of society is torn apart by corporate piracy and inadequate leadership, I would expect we will see a rise of killer clown attacks and the like by large portions of global society with nothing to lose. Teenagers in France were warned by the police not to take action against the killer clowns. As the killer clown phenomenon grows, so does the killer clown vigilante phenomenon.
We're filming.
Get the camera out of here.
Come back here. 10 minutes. Come back here. 10 minutes.
Guys like that, you know? You give clowns a bad name.
John Bound, Infowars.com.
Earlier this month, Time magazine posted an influential article about the end of human driving. The title of that piece is Let's Fix It. Let's End Human Driving. They say roughly 10 years from now, we will see the end of human driving. And this chief executive officer who's giving this speech says, I've long been fascinated by the idea of technology replacing human drivers. And, you know, they go on to extol how wonderful it's going to be when our cars drive us around and when distracted drivers can just text or take a nap and do whatever they want while the cars just drive them around and make all of their decisions for them and obviously don't let them have any spontaneity and make any decisions for themselves. That's what this is really all about. It is literally about replacing you, controlling you, tracking your every move, keeping you contained in these Agenda 21 megacities so that you are never able to go out to the countryside ever again and enjoy the land that is going to be now given to the elites who are, of course, going to rent it out to Chinese corporations to, I don't know, fund your solar power. Basically, everything that you do is going to be tracked and controlled, and they're replacing you. They're working on replacing you with robots. And people are lining up for this technology. They're saying, oh, smartphone that's going to scan my iris and make it so that they can tell when I'm lying if someone just holds their phone up to me. That sounds amazing. That sounds great. We have people lined up around the block at the Apple store for this new technology. Everyone's so pumped about the fact that Tesla is saying that they're going to have driverless cars by 2023. They're doing this to replace you. It's all about controlling you. And what is going to happen when their human race is no longer needed? Well, extinction. And that's exactly what the plan is. Now, we've already talked about the fact the elites are ready to merge with machines and, of course, release bioweapons to get rid of the rest of us. Driverless cars, you know, they say it's 10 years off, but it's really just the beginning. Are people ready for this? I went to the streets of Austin yesterday to just find out, are people even aware of driverless technology and are they ready for it? Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I am here in downtown Austin to find out what the lovely trendies of Austin think about the rise of the machines. Now, Elon Musk of Tesla says that they're going to have driverless cars by 2023. We already know the Google car has logged over 300,000 miles testing their driverless car out in California. Now the UK is going to be testing driverless buses. So it is coming soon. Now, we all know what this is about. It's not about being more efficient and making life easier for everybody so they don't have to think for themselves. It is literally about making people not have to think for themselves and not have to think about why they're being caged up inside these megacities, why their cars won't drive them down a dirt road and take them down to a beautiful countryside. Why are they only allowed to stay within city limits? We know what's coming. We just want to find out if everybody else does. Sir, pardon me. Hello. Hi there. But question for you. So how pumped are you that driverless cars are coming?
Good, because the traffic here in Austin sucks.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, wow, that's for real.
I don't drive.
No? You're okay that a car will take you wherever you want to go?
Yes, for sure.
Driverless cars and buses, it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome idea. Yeah, I'm all about conserving energy and technology progression.
I don't know anything about it. I'll research it.
Okay.
I mean, people drink and drive, and that's someone behind the car. So I'm guessing if a computer can operate better than they can, then probably all right.
What do you think about, you know, not being able to drive yourself wherever you want, having that spontaneity of taking a left instead of a right?
Well, yeah, that's the point. You know,
giving up your freedom is always tough, but we're getting so crowded now. You have to make compromises.
Probably be kind of like getting used to reading a newspaper on an iPad. It's a habit, and it'll be a long time for people to trust it.
Now, I think there's a vision here, a new technology, and I'm really looking forward to a time when generations after us look back at us and say how ridiculous it was that humans were driving cars.
I'm not sure I have an opinion on that yet. I need more information.
Well, Elon Musk, he's the creator of Tesla. He says we're going to have these driverless cars by 2023. Driverless buses are already on their way in the UK.
I don't know about driverless buses. I mean, those kind of scary. Buses scare me as it is. I drive it every day, so.
What could go wrong?
A lot, yeah, a lot can go wrong.
You do have that risk factor involved with it. But I feel like as long as it's safe, and it's approved by, what is it, the FDA, I don't know what it is.
What if you decided you just wanted to randomly go left and your car is like, no, sorry, you've chosen to go to this destination and I've chosen the best path for you.
Well, then we have a problem. Because I'm very hard-headed. But
there's no steering wheel.
Well, they have a steering wheel in the new Teslas. Now. They do now.
Not in the Google car.
Well.
Or if you have enough money, you can get a car with a steering wheel.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city center nowadays, unless you're rich.
Being a person who doesn't drive, could you see this as being an issue?
No.
You think it's great?
Yeah.
I'm curious what you think as a mom. They have, the programmers are trying to figure out how to set the ethics settings. Mm-hmm. So basically that'll let the computer decide should they hit a car that only has two people in it versus a car that has four. Or people can adjust the ethics settings on their own and say, well, me and my contents are more valuable than anything else that the car might run into.
People can cause crashes, but still technology, it's like, there's always problems with it.
No. So I'm negative at this point.
What do you think about driverless cars?
Say yeah.
No.
But he'll never learn how to drive.
Yeah.
I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge.
Oh, it's covered
2.5. That's my walker, my tracker.
0 miles per hour.
Is that what your car is going to do? Is that, you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that, yeah. I mean, there's stuff that we don't know about that we're being tracked for anyway, so yeah. If I know about it, why not?
I'm not sure I'm worried about that. I'm with Arthur C. Clarke. He said, I don't care what you know about me, as long as you're forbidden by law from using it against me.
I wonder how they would be able to control that, though.
Well, how do you control a hacker? I mean, there's always not going to be something.
I know Cisco is, like, releasing the technology of things where it's actually going to be, I'm pretty sure, like, your whole house will be programmed to this software, and it would know, like, what time you wake up, like, it would start your car, like it would start your coffee. So everything would pretty much be like on a set schedule that is, like that the technology takes care of. So,
isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's much easier to meet up with friends virtually now. So many cities have banned cars in central areas. Ooh, looks like she's got some juicy gossip.
We're a really cool generation because we were sort of the old generation, you know, with regular books, and then we switched to, like, Nooks and stuff, so we've sort of, like, seen it all happen.
So you don't mind just being stuck inside your little bubble or whatever?
I spend the majority of my life right now anyways.
At my age, I'm wondering, you know, what else is coming down the pipe.
So you're all for the rise of the robots?
Yes, of course. Technology is everything.
Sometimes technology can outdo a human, you know?
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Be sure to subscribe to the Alex Jones channel if you're watching us on YouTube, and then head over to Prison Planet and become a member of Prison Planet TV. Your subscription gets you instant access to just about 18 years worth of content, and of course, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. And then join us Monday for our extended election coverage. We'll see you there at 7 p.m. Central.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Join InfoWars for continuing election coverage November 4th, starting at 6 p.m. Central. The InfoWars crew will be broadcasting live from the Central Texas Command Center, as well as reports from the field. We'll break the left-right paradigm and give the analysis of freedom or oppression. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com/election for the free feed. You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.